Let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who will love me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Hey, don't turn off this podcast quite yet. Yeah, you're listening to Social Small Business. I'm Brooks Gray with Lee Simkowski again, and we have Bobby Odom joining us. Thanks for tuning in. It's a little different intro for us today, Lee.
By request.
By whose request?
Mine.
Why are we playing this song?
Because International Friendship Day is on July 30th.
All right. Well, that's a perk of working in social media, as you know, every national and international day.
Every
Because you're always looking for content.
One.
So what's special about International Friend Day?
Well, so I could talk about my best friend on our podcast.
Who's your best friend?
Her name's Emily, and she's so funny. That's what I think I appreciate the most about her, is her sense of humor. But also, she has my back all the time, so that too. Who's yours?
I have several best friends. Most of them, my bestest friends, I traveled in a band with from about 2003 to 2012. Four of the best dudes I know. Still love them to this day. We don't talk as much, but they're still my best friends.
I'd love for you to pick one of the four sometime. Just kidding. Who's yours, yeah. Bobby?
Mine, I would have to say, is my Monica Smith. Been best friends with her since middle school.
So do you make like a post on International Friendship Day about Monica?
No, we have the same personality. We like just tell each other, like we would text each other a call.
Would you actually text her on International Friendship Day?
No.
I don't think so.
I'd say, hey, it's International Friendship Day. Just wanted to say
happy So to that point, then why do brands feel like they need to broadcast that all over social media for every single national or international holiday or day? Not holiday, but just day.
So I think it would be harder to answer that question, and maybe more aptly we can answer, should businesses do that?
I think I can tell you why they do it. Because they don't have any other content.
Yeah.
It's easy content. I think that's why they do
it. So let's get personal. Bobby.
Okay.
What is your opinion of posting national holidays? Hey, it's National Dog Day. Show us pictures of your dog.
I mean, I would say that not all.
That's not a good example because that one does really well.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Hey, it's National, I don't know, Wear Red Shoes Day.
There you go.
There, that's a good example. Yeah.
I would say that not every national holiday is worth celebrating, that it needs to fit your brand or your audience.
Like, if you have a brand that doesn't have anything to do with children, you wouldn't post children type national days.
National Dr. Seuss Day?
Yeah, like, why would you?
Is that a day?
I don't know. Is it?
I think so.
So you wouldn't want to post that on somebody that caters to grown men, you know, a brand that caters to grown men. So,
yeah, that is my opinion on that. That kind of was a little weird, like how we got talking about kids' books and posting it on grown men.
No,
audiences. Yeah. So, but
my chair's squeaking.
We're losing control here. Let's bring this back in. So, my personal opinion, you know how I feel about these national days.
You hate them.
Oh, my goodness. I got in trouble one year because I actually called, it may have been like National Dog Day, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I put a Facebook post out there that said, look, we really don't care about your dogs. Like,
oh, I remember that. You got attacked in the comment section. Yeah, you should never go after pet lovers.
I probably could talk about somebody's spouse and they wouldn't care as much as
correct
me just saying, hey, we don't care about your dogs.
That's correct.
Not, and I wasn't saying like, hey, we want to go terminate all the dogs in the world.
I saw your post. I actually thumbs downed it if I could have. I would have.
Yeah,
if I
you couldn't do that back in the day.
No.
You still can't do it.
No, you can't. I wish
you can on Twitter.
Oh, another plus for Twitter. But to bring it back in, I do think that posting some national, international holidays is appropriate. Like if you're in the healthcare field and it's Wear Red Day for Heart Month, that is appropriate. And it's something that you can provide a real photo for. And I think you preach on that a lot to our team, Bobby, is graphic versus photo and how to use it. So what would you recommend to a small business owner or marketer for that?
Definitely, if you're going to do the national days, try to, let the content be a photo or a reel even.
Not a graphic you stole off Google.
Yeah.
For sure.
It won't do well.
No, it won't. You did like a Red Nose Day one year, right? And you had all the people wear red noses.
Instead
of posting just a graphic. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to, do the national holidays and participate in that, it does need to be a photo, especially. And that brings me to like one of the big topics for today, because you shared an article with us or a video with us, Brooks, about Instagram. But on Instagram, graphics don't perform well. So you have to use the photos. And now, if you want to explain to us, Brooks, tell everybody what the controversy is with Instagram right now and that video you shared with us.
Well, depending on who you ask, the controversy is Instagram is just turning into TikTok. And that's the complaint a lot of people have. So the, I don't know, what is he, the CEO?
I don't know. He's a C-suite person.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what his title is.
So with Instagram, he posts a video and basically explaining all the changes they're making. The focus is going to be more on video and all this stuff, which is probably another podcast topic on its own, video and social media. It's something that a lot of people have put off for years, and it's kind of getting to the point
because
where
it's time consuming.
You can't ignore it. Exactly. Yeah. Photos, like, you can just snap a picture real quick and post it and be done with mm-hmm. it. But videos, like, and really the bigger picture with videos is content. Like, content is king when it comes to marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so going back to the national and international holidays just for a moment, you can post a graphic about Memorial Day and you're done with it. But if you want to post a video, you've got to put more time into thinking, okay, what does this need to say? What needs to be on it? Because you're not just posting a static image. You're almost like thinking through a story, mm-hmm. not like an Instagram story, but storytelling. And it's hard. It's not easy.
Yeah. So. And we don't recommend posting graphics a lot if you can help it.
True.
That reason. But back to Instagram. I really feel like Instagram, I don't like the fact that they're trying to be everything and following the TikTok trend, because I think people originally got on Instagram because it was imagery heavy, because it focused on the images versus and the shop Instagram, and it was very, and people sell on Instagram. So when you're a boutique and you're selling, you're posting products, now you're gonna have to do videos. I mean, you're talking about double the time, maybe even triple the time for small businesses to actually rank in the algorithms if they're going to promote videos. So I have a little bit of a problem with them focusing on video so much. Like, let TikTok be the video platform, you stay and be the photo platform. What are your thoughts, Bobby? You're the Instagram queen.
Well, I mean, that's what brought me to Instagram, was I loved the photos, the imagery.
And Facebook is more of the sounding board. People like to type out their, Facebook keyboard warriors. Mm-hmm. And then
you could hear everybody's or read everybody's thoughts on Twitter.
Right.
So.
And then Instagram was a place where people could go and like look. And TikTok is the rabbit hole of video. So I don't know. I mean, my opinion is Instagram needs to stay photos. Let TikTok be TikTok.
Well, it doesn't matter what your opinion
is. No, it doesn't.
They're moving on.
They are moving on. So I guess our point is you got to get ready to do video.
My point is, if you're an app developer, software developer, this would be a great time to launch a photo-centric social media platform.
Absolutely, because they're going away.
Right.
And it's like when MTV stopped showing in music videos.
Yeah, and there's still a huge demand for it. I mean, the people that are upset with Instagram, that's what they want. They want the photos. Like, they enjoy that. Like,
yeah. So. So the takeaway from this is go ahead and start putting in your 2023 marketing plans, enough time and budget for creating videos if you're going to stay on social media.
Absolutely.
Hey, Brooks.
Hey.
When does a joke turn into a dad joke?
When it becomes apparent.
Stop it.
Oh. Hey, I know a lot of dad jokes.
That was such a good one.
I know a lot of dad jokes. What do you call a fish with no eye?
I don't know. Happy International Friendship Day, everyone.
Have a great week.
See you.